What's really exciting is that the talent is staying in Jacksonville now, where, you know, a decade ago, a lot of the work, or, you know, upon graduation, a lot of students were going to Orlando, to Tampa, to Atlanta, Chicago, up to New York, where there's opportunity here today. And Jacksonville, I believe, is really at this transformational point where we're going to see most, if not all, of those students stay in Jacksonville.
That was Craig Mandeville, founder and CEO of Forcura. Craig is the first guest for Innovate Jax, the podcast where we hear the stories of the innovators, creators, and entrepreneurs who will help elevate Jacksonville as a leading southeastern city of innovation. I'm your host, Kate Warnock. Now, on to the interview. Hey everyone, this is Kate Warnock, sitting across from Craig Mandeville, the CEO of Forcura. Craig, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. And hello, everyone.
I can't imagine having a better guest to help us kick off our Innovate Jax podcast. This is something that Forcura, you yourself, Craig, are passionate about, Jacksonville as an innovation hub. I was hoping that maybe you could share with our listeners why this podcast, what are we trying to accomplish? Why don't you tell us?
Yeah, I think we're at this transformational point in Jacksonville where there are so many innovative things happening here that a lot of people just don't know about. And I think what we're trying to solve for is really connecting those dots and really pushing the city forward so that when folks that may have not necessarily ever been to Jacksonville and they ask someone that's from Jacksonville, you know, the first few words that come out of their mouth, we want one of those words to be innovative.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, and so I know that you have a really fascinating story, and that's really what we're going to do with this podcast, is talk to some of these, you know, progressive cultural leaders, business leaders, the innovators, the entrepreneurs, and get their story. What is it that brought them to Jacksonville? Why is it that they think Jacksonville, you know, really deserves to be that innovation hub? So let's start with your story, Craig Mandeville. I know that you come to Florida from Texas. You graduated from UT Austin, and you even launched your first business there in Austin. What brought you to Jacksonville?
Yeah, it was actually officially launched in Austin, and we immediately moved it to Jacksonville.
Okay. All right. What happened?
Well, I will tell you. So when we started as a ground roots startup. And we weren't making much money, you know, for the first few months. And we had a site in Austin, Texas. And then we also had a pilot site in Jacksonville, Florida. Two of the other co-founders were in Jacksonville, Florida. And
what did your company do? What is it that you had the pilot? You had the pilot here in Jackson. What is it that the company had?
Yeah, so we were a business process outsource solution. Really, we focused on waste expense management and medical red bag waste.
Wow. So red bag being, is that the stuff that you know, like needles and things like that?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Correct. So we, the business was around ensuring that the contracts were fair and that the customers were paying a fair rate.
Got it.
And we provide a lot of experience around that to ensure that our customers were getting the best service and paying the best price possible. So we developed this company, and we were making a lot more money per customer kind of early on in Jacksonville. And we identified that we truly had product market fit in this company that we started. And really to effectively scale it, we needed to bring everybody in the same room together and headquarter the organization so that we could grow it.
And to jump in, you said the reason why you were here in Jacksonville, the pilot site, was because you had two of your founders were from Jacksonville.
Two founders here.
Okay. So it's just serendipity then that...
Correct.
Yeah, all right.
And so we decided to pick up and move to Jacksonville. At that point in time, I could not even tell you where Jacksonville was on a map. This was 20 years ago. And I'm like, oh, look, there's a beach there. Great. Jacksonville Jaguars. Perfect. So literally packed up my stuff, moved out here sight unseen. I'd never been to Jacksonville, and moved into rented a small place off Davis Street in Neptune Beach, and the rest is history.
Oh my God, what a fun place to, I mean, especially moving from Austin, you know, landlocked to, you know, you dead end into the Atlantic Ocean. That must have been pretty awesome. So perfect. Okay. Well, so it sounds like you certainly had some health clients, obviously, with your first company, but you weren't health technology. And now here you are at Facura. What brought you into health technology, Craig, and what makes you so passionate about it?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, in the last business, we developed an entire technology platform, which was really the enabler around what we did. I ended up exiting that business and ended up meeting my wife here in Jacksonville. Always had a lot of interest in post-acute home health care. I believe even back in before 2012 when we started Facura, that healthcare was just better provided in the home. The growing aging population, the baby boomers, the change of how the payment structure in healthcare has definitely evolved over the last several years. I had a lot of interest in that. My wife actually worked for a home health agency here in Jacksonville, and she was responsible for the offboarding, transitioning that care from Mayo Clinic to the home health agency that she worked for at the time. And she'd come home and complain about how really the information from the patient in the hospital was really sent to the home health agency. You know, a lot of disparate communication in terms of facts. So she'd literally be at Mayo Clinic faxing.
From Mayo Clinic, the, you know, center of, you know, medical wonders, to fax machines.
Correct.
It's a little bit of a disconnect, isn't it?
100%. And that's really what blew me away when she'd come home and complain about this. And just thinking about, you know, with home health and hospice, these patients are probably at the most fragile point in their lives. And the fact that, you know, a discharge summary, you know, that has medication history of what's been happening with this patient for the time that they've been in the hospital. And, you know, half the pages weren't being transmitted. And in many cases, she's driving these documents from Mayo Clinic to this home health agency and hospice provider. So that's really what, that's where the light bulb went off. And with, you know, my technology background, you know, starting another company, leading up to Facura, that's really what got the wheels turning. And 2012, Facura was born.
How about it? And here we are, 7 years later. And how many employees are you up to now? I think you're over 50.
Yeah, I think we are. We crested north of 50 a few days ago. We've been somewhat doubling, you know, revenue, and the FTE count has been matching that. So
awesome.
We look to double that revenue count and our revenue again, you know, closing out 2019.
Wow. Well, Craig, you know, you've been here 20 years now. No doubt you have seen Jacksonville also go through transformation and go through some really rapid growth. What area is it that you're most excited to really see, you know, take off here in the city?
Yeah, I think really it stems around entrepreneurship, innovation. There's so much talent here in the city that's undiscovered, number one, I believe. Number two, I think what's really exciting is that the talent is staying in Jacksonville now, where, you know, a decade ago, a lot of the work, or, you know, upon graduation, a lot of students were going to Orlando, to Tampa, to Atlanta, Chicago, up to New York, where there's opportunity here today. And Jacksonville, I believe, is really at this transformational point where we're going to see, most, if not all, of those students stay in Jacksonville, retaining the best talent, cultivating that talent, and really, this is what, you know, Innovation Jack is all about.
Absolutely.
Is really moving the city forward and evangelizing Jacksonville to the world.
So I know you've told me that you think, you know, talent really is the secret sauce here in Jacksonville. You also mentioned, though, that you have, you know, real passion around downtown. What is it that's happening downtown? What, you know, why is it that, you know, people should get really excited about it?
Yeah, you know, for the 20 years I've lived here, you know, not a week went by that someone was complaining about downtown and that, you know, something that city council would shoot down or the church would shoot down to develop. I think Jacksonville it's different from a lot of you know, a lot of cities, right? Most cities have a downtown that's been developed, that's thriving, and they have a sense of community, mm-hmm. if you will, right? And Jacksonville is so massive with the different areas. You've got the beaches, you've got Riverside, San Marco, Ortega, downtown specifically. I think now more than ever, we're seeing a lot of great development that's happening down there. One in particular that's I'm very passionate about is the University of North Florida just opened up their entrepreneurship center downtown. They've got a whole floor, and they're also having their MBA classes downtown as well. And Jacksonville University is doing something similar, where they have some of their graduate students that are participating in going to school downtown. And I think that's a key indicator that development is here, and it's gonna thrive, and we're gonna see it accelerate at a level that we've never seen before in the past.
It would be really great to see that become like a new center of gravity, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, if we and certainly, I think I've even heard recently, Craig, that the Brooklyn area, that neighborhood in you know, Riverside downtown, is one of the fastest growing populations for millennials in the nation.
It's great.
Which really, I mean, that speaks to everything you were just saying, the talent, the opportunity, and the fact that people feel like they don't have to leave when they graduate. There's so much that's happening here.
Exactly.
All right.
I love it.
Now here's the time for you to give a shout out to an individual or an organization that you think everybody in Jacksonville should know. Who would that be for you?
Wow, that's a great one, Kate. Well, this is something for me that's has been more of a recent professional engagement. An organization called YPO that I recently joined. It's international, but there's a local chapter.
Yeah, okay.
Here and many members here in Jacksonville.
What's it stand for, Craig?
It's a Young Presidents Organization.
Okay.
And for me, I've always been one. How can I surround myself with talent that's in a similar position or similar boat that I'm in, growing a rapidly growing organization, sharing best practice, sharing a lot of the same struggles and how we can solve those. So bringing that guidance and experience back into Forcura to really help accelerate our company even further. It's been an amazing thing for me. So it's definitely one of the best things that I'd like to share. That I didn't know that organization had existed in the past, and it was introduced to me you know, about a year ago. So.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll make sure that we include a link to that in our show notes so folks can find it for themselves. So
that'd be great.
All right, Craig. I have heard you mention downtown and how much you love downtown. I heard that you started your Jacksonville life here out in Neptune Beach. You know, there's so many cool, awesome neighborhoods around the city. What's your favorite place if you're going to hang out? By choice, you've got free time in Jacksonville. Where are we going to find you?
Well, moved here 20 years ago. Moved to the beach. Guess what? Haven't left the beach.
Never left. All right.
So you know, with
but you do cross the ditch. I will point that out for people.
Yes. Our office is across the
That's
ditch.
That's right.
But I'll tell you, you know. Met my wife here. We now have three beautiful girls. They're 7, 6, and 5 years old. My wife and I love the beach. We love the water. We love to play golf. I love to surf. So it's really anything about being outside and incorporating water sports is definitely something that I'm very passionate about that brings relaxation and engages our family. So.
And I know that you're a big runner. Do you like to run on the beach, or are you more, you know, what's your route? If we're going to find you running on a Saturday morning, where are we going to find you?
Probably the beach, Boulevard Bridge. You'll find me running across that. But you also find my wife passing me by because she's the ultimate runner.
She smokes you, doesn't she?
She does. She is very, very fast.
Terrific. All right, we've got one final question for you. You know, again, in keeping with the whole Innovate Jax theme and the fact that we're trying to help people discover what makes the city such an amazing place to do business, to live and work, tell us about this open house that Forcura is going to be hosting in just a few weeks.
Yeah, so Innovate Jax, right? You know, I think if you think about innovation, driving a city forward, it's really all about connecting the dots, right? And there's a lot of silos and dots that are not connected in Jacksonville. And I think to do that, it's bringing innovative individuals that are here in Jacksonville, literally as simply as putting them in the same room.
Right.
So we're hosting our inaugural Innovate Jacks open house. We're hosting it at the Furcura offices. It's going to be on June 27th. And I'm very excited about our first event, but many, many others to follow.
Perfect. All right. Well, Craig Mandeville, you have just set the tone and set the bar for what we're going to be doing here with our Innovate Jacks podcast. So thank you so much for spending your time with us today.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. Now, I've seen the innovators that will follow me, and I think the bar will definitely be set higher than this podcast.
It's so all
I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening, and be sure to tune in again.
Thank you for joining us for our first episode of Innovate Jacks. For show notes and a list of all our episodes, go to Furcura.com/InnovateJacks. Know a Jacksonville changemaker who'd make a great podcast guest? We want to hear from you. Message us at InnovateJacks@Furcura.com. Thanks for listening.